Let us start from the Gemara. Kafef. Kafef shul yoyser mi beis asoyim shehukef ledire. A kafef that is larger than an area of a beis asoyim, but shehukef ledire. That means it was posach lebsoif hukaf. We have a picture here in the Perish Chai, picture 65. You have a bayis and a kafef. So we are miyaches the mechitzes. It's called hukef ledire. So it's good mechitzes. One is permitted to be metaltal in this kafef. Nizra ruboy. Then roiv of this kafef was nizra. They planted zroim in this kafef. That we'll see in the picture also. That roiv of the kafef is now became a gine. Harehu kegina va'osa. So now this whole kafef gets a halacha of a gine. By a gine, there's no inyan of mukef ledire. It's more than a base of sayim. So memele, one is not dor in a gine. So memele, it's osa. Not aruboy. What? Instead of being zereya, he was neiteya ilonis, and that is on page 58, 66. So memele, if there's ilonis, hareyu kechotza. So then, the ilonis are not mafkia, the shame chotza sheboy. It's still roi ledire. Fakert ilonis enhanced the dire. Umuta, and that's muta to be metaltal bekulay. Let us see Rashi. Nizra ruboy, bezirainim, is bitol dirosai. So memele, so it is called now ois mukif ledire. The bezirainim loy dairi inshi, because people do not live in a mokim that's nizra. Vahavalegine, vaosa letaltal. And one is not permitted to be metaltal. Af b'she'inay nizra. Even the chelek that is not nizra. The bottle lay legabe rube. It's bottle to the roiv. So since the roiv is agine, so this area that's not nizra becomes bottle. The whole thing gets a din gine. Av b'neiteya ilonais lay bitol dirosai. That is not mevatel the hekif ledire, the uchel his toifev betzel ilonis tomit. So that's the steiger of dire to be mistoifev betzel ilonis. The biraloche clears a interesting shaila. He clears what will the din be if there'll be niktzar hazroim. What'll happen then? Here it says it has a teiras gine. Here we have a case, it was mukif ledire. Now the zroim was mevatel the hekif. Now it's not mukif anymore ledira. Now it's a gine. So what'll happen if it'll be oikir the zroim? Does it go back to matzovei harishain that it's only a temporary bittul, or maybe no? It's oikir the shame mechitzas minei. Now and all, if he wants to use these mechitzas again. For to be makif ledira, you have to make new mechitzas, but these mechitzas became nivsal through that he was zereya agine besoichai. He's mesupik, he's mesadad lahachmer. Omar Rav Huna bereider Rav Yeshua, loya moron elo yoiser mi beis osoy. When does this halacha apply? That if roiv of the chotzer was nizra, so the whole area is also betiltul. That's tafke. If roiv of the chotzer was also a yoisa mi beis osayim, avol beis osayim muta. But if the area that was nizra was a beis osayim, then it is muta. Let us see Rashi. Elo sheyesh ba'oisay mokim zriye yoisa mi beis osayim. In the mokim zriye, there's more than a beis osayim. Dinase kalmelis. So then this whole area became a kalmelis because it is a mokim zriya yosemi beis osayim. It's not mukif ledire. So it becomes a kalmelis. The kalfif yosemi beis osayim shalai hukif ledire kalmelisi. V'she'enay nizra, in the chelek that is not nizra, have a chotzer prutzo b'milua l'kamlis. So you have a chotzer that's porus b'milua l'kamlis. L'fikach kuloi osa. If you'll notice, Rashi is Mishana the Tam. We'll see later in the Maskonas HaGemara. Before Rashi said that the chelek ha-chotzer is osa al-tzroi. The bottle legabe rube. Here Rashi says a different lumdus. Here Rashi says that the chotzer is porutz b'milui l'kamalis. So memele, so it's also betulton the chelek ha-chotzer. Avol beis sosoyim, but what is if the mokim hanizra is a beis sosoyim? The belav dire, afilu it is not mukif le dire, shori ba'an peinavshe. So one is permitted to be metaltal in a gine. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove that says that a gine also needs some type of hekif ladira. We paskin like Rabbi Kiva that you don't need anything if it is a beis asoyim. Avo beis asoyim. The belav dire shori ban peinavshi. You don't need dire to be matter tiltal me beis asoyim. Hochinami shori. So then, the whole area will become muta. Va'aval gav de mokim zriye havi kori karfe frektach Rashi. But let us analyze what we have over here. The area that was nizra, that's called a karfe. That's not called a chotza. You can't be mishtamish there. V'she'ein ein nizra havi chotza. And the chelik that's not nizra is called a chotz ufrutzim ze lo ze, and it's porutz b'milui one to the other. She'ein mechitza b'neihem. Afilo hochi lo yoschi adodi. Afal pikein, the kalfif will not aser on the chotz. Hoyul dechad gavruhu, let us not get involved with these few words, the taz is moichik them. The Rab Shimini, the Omar, so Rashi says that even though they have two reshuyos here, you have a reshus hakarfev and you have a reshus hachotzer, but the Rab Shimini, the Omar reshus karfev vechotzer loy osri adodi, that the reshus karfev vechotzer does not answer one on the other. Afilu he shall base balibatim. Afilu it belongs to two balibatim. Now let's explain this halacha. The halacha is, let's say you have a chotzer, and you have a lot of batim that are pasuach to the chotzer, and they didn't make an eruve chatzeres, so you're not allowed to be metaltal from the batim to the chotzer. Afal pikein, the kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, those kalim, one is permitted to be metaltal in the whole chotzer. That means the chotzer, there's a heter tiltal. So now, Rashi says, according to Rab Shimon holds that a kalfif and a chotzer are considered like the same reshuts. So kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, you're allowed to go and be metaltal to a kalfif, because even though they belong to two bailim, but since it is one reshus, it is one type of a reshus, just like we have one chotzer that belongs to 10 bailim. And it is afal pikein kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, one is permitted to be metaltal the kalim in the chotzer. Even though there's an eruv of bailis in the chotzer, there wasn't an eruv chatzeres. So hu adin, if you have two bailim, that you have two bailim, if it was kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, so a chotzer and a karfif is considered one type of a reshus, not a bayis, it's one reshus, so one is permitted to be metaltal from the karfif to the chotzer. So memele, so each area is an area of heter, the karfif is mutal etaltal, the chotzer is mutal letaltal. You're permitted to be metaltal one from the other. So memele, so it won't aser. It's porutz to reshus hamuteres loy. So memele, so that is what Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua said. That's what we said over here, that the chotzer becomes osur if the kafif became nizra, a roiv of the kafif became nizra, that is if the zriya made it a karmelis. When does the zriya make it a karmelis? When it becomes a siyasami beis osoy. So mamel, then everything will become osur, because then the chotzer is porutz b'miluoy l'makei ma'osoloi. But if the zriya did not affect it in any way, he gave it a shame kafif. But a kafif, it does not aser on a chotzer, and a chotzer does not aser on a kafif. So memele, so even though roiv of the this area is agine, so there's nothing wrong. Yev tu reshuye shal heta. This is according to Rab Shimon. Keman ke Rab Shimon. This nan we learned in the Mishnah. Rab Shimon oimer echad gagois. Ve'echad chatzeres, ve'echad kalfifois, reshus achasein lekelim sheshavsu besoicham, the kelim that was shavsu besoicham, if you want, you can look at the picture 68 on page 58. So we have here a kaf of a chotzer and a gag. So kelim sheshavsu besoicham, lemaisa, one is permitted, it's called one reshus, the one is permitted to be metaltal, from one to the other. V'loi lekelim sheshavsu b'seich abayis. Akeli abayis in a kalfif are two reshuyis. So akeli sheshavas b'bayis, one is not permitted to take out to a kalfif. Let us see Rashi. Kedisnan Rab Shimon oimer, echot chatzeirois, ve'echot kalfifois, ve'echot gagois, rishus achasein, echotein, l'taltol mizeh lezeh, l'keilim sheshavsu b'soichem. The keilim sheshavsu b'soichem. Va'afilu hein shel bailim harbe, because it's considered one big rishus. Avoloi l'keilim sheshavsu b'soich habayitz, v'aitzion l'chotzer. So he took them out to the chotzer. The chotzer and the bayis is not considered two different rishuyis. Also l'aitzion mechotzer l'kalfif, oi l'gag. The bayis v'kalfif shtei reshuyis hain. Bafilu dechad gavre. So akeli sheshovas bebayis betchilas knisis hayoim. So this has a shame bayis olof. So it's considered wherever it is now. It could be in the chotzer. Now it's considered I'm taking from the bayis to the kalfif. And one is not permitted to take from one reshus to another reshus, even though they belong to one bayis. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua. Frag die Gemara Akash. Rav Shimon Nami, frag die Gemara, you're saying a very beautiful svara, that since if the kafif was, the chelik that was nizra, was a beis asoyim, so the, since this is a reshus shel heter, she's telling me a svara, a shus shel heter, so even though this is roiv, and the chotzer is a miut, there's no problem, and one is permitted to be metaltal from the gine to the chotzer. Nothing becomes nesa. Frag the Gemara, le Rab Shimon Nami, frag the Gemara, very interesting kasha. Kiven the nizra ruboy, since roiv of this area is nizra, Haviyahu miyute botolai legabi rube. So the miyut, let's look again at the picture. 65. The miyut becomes botol, the chelik that's not nizra. Let us say the chelik on nizra, we saying is a base osai. And the chelik shaloi nizra is together it becomes more than a base osai. Frag de gemores van asvore von bitla, vahu miyute botolei legabe rube. So the miyute chelik hachotzo becomes botol to the roi. Vahavalei kavev yaisa mi beisa saim viyosa. Frag de gemore amere de kikash. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי בוטו לגבי רובה, והווה כאילו נזרקו לו, the חלק החוצר does not remain חוצר, nor becomes bottle to the gine, and it's considered like the whole thing is a gine. And if the whole thing is a gine, so now we have a gine yesami beisosayim. So we have a gine that's yesami beisosayim, so the whole area is a calmless now. Amoyra dikedim bitl. Babalei kaf of yosem ibeisosayim v'yosel. Zot rashi v'af al gav duhuk of ladire ay. It was once hukav ladire choshev kiloy hukav ladire dahavi kule gina. Now the whole area became a gina als the din bitul. U begina loy mahani hukav ladire. Fakel tizroim is mavkiye the heck of ladire. So that's a kashe. So even though. So we're asking a kashe and Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. The kashe is that even though we have here in Yisoy two areas of heter, but there should be a din bittul. The Taisin Rabbeinu Peretz says that the havamin of the Gemara was there's no din bittul heter beheter. If the gin is mutter and the chotzer is mutter, why should there be a din bittul? The Gemara says no, there is a din bittul. That the chelek ha-chotzer it becomes, we consider it like gine, and it becomes bottle. So there's a din bittul. And for the Gemara, elo yitma, ochi yitma. So now the memre has a different shot. Elo yitma, ochi yitma. Homi ute shori. The memra was said as follows: Kaf of Shuyais me beisosayim shehukiv ladire nizra ruboy harayu kegine. That if it's nizra ruboy, hamiyute. What if a miyut of this kaf was nizra? Shari. So then it's muta. Omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. Loy amoron, when do we say that if nizra miutoy it is mutter, loy amoron ela de loy have beisosoyim, that this miut is not a beisosoyim. Avo beisosoyim, if this miut is a beisosoyim, also, keman ke rabona. Now let us see Rashi. The loy havi zaktarashi, when is it mutter if a miut of this calf if was nizra? The loy havi ahu miut in nizra beisosoy. It wasn't a beisosoy. The loy choshev, so since this is less than a beisosoyim, loy choshev lehi bodel minachotza. It doesn't have a cheshivis. Lehi bodel mina chotzer to be considered a different entity from the chotzer, or lehi kores loy shame levadoi. So memele. So what is the halacha then? So then there's a moira dekal. So then the halacha is that you'll have to be metaltel bekulai. You'll have to be metaltel bekulai. Avol beis sosoyim. But if the miut of this area is a beis sosoyim, so then nikro kalfev shloi hukev ledira. Then it gets a different shem. Then it's called a kalfev shloi hukev ledira. Va'af al gav zikterashi de'ilu havi ba'am pei nafshe. If this kalfev would be alone, ke beis sosoyim loy mitza, so there wouldn't be any sibeta asel. Because a calf of base or sign, you're permitted to be metalto, even though it's not mukiv ladirim. But here we have a problem. Hocha din nifratz lechotza. We have here a chelik of this area is a calf. There's a shame calf if it's a base or sign. Roiv is a chotza. Hocha din nifratz lechotza. It's poritz b'milu'e lechotza. Chotza nifratz aloi. Kaimalon, the osa letautel mikaf of lechotza. Now we are saying Shata, this Bereis is going according to the Chachomim. That the Chachomim hold one is not permitted to be metautel from a kafif to a chotza. They're two different reshuyes. Just like Rav Shimon holds, one is not permitted to be mitaltel. Kalim sheshov su bebayis lekarfif. So we hold that one is not permitted to be mitaltel. Kalim sheshov su bechotza lekarfif. Or mikarfif lechotza. The osa letalta mikarfif lechotza. The havi reshus hanifritza. The reshus is completely open up. Lemoki ma osala. To a mokim, one is not permitted to be metaltal. But oisrin horishu yoizu lezu. So the kalfa vases, the chotza vases, the kalfa ve'im metaltalim loy boze ve'loy boze. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara is saying, achumre, that this bereis is going according to the chachamim wachoy l'karab shimim. And the bereis says as follows. That if a miyut of the gine, if a miyut of this area was nizra, so it is mutter, that is only if the miyut never was koina shem kalfif, it is less than a base of soyim. But if this miyut is a base of soyim, so memele, so we have here two rishuyos, which one is not permitted to be mitalto from one into the other. So even though each rishus mitadatmoy is a rishus amateris letalto, but since one is not permitted to be mitalto from one to the other, so each rishus asks the other one, and therefore one is not permitted to be mitalto bekuloi. That's keman kerabono. Rabbi Yirmiyeh midifti says pshatn the beraisa lekula. He says as follows. That what we are medayik from the beraisa. If only a miyut of this area became a gine, it is muta. Omer Rav Huna bereid Rabbi Yeshua lo yamoron elo beisosoyim. So if it is a base of soyim, and it is as a shame kalfa, if it is still mutal etaltal bekuloi, why? Because it goes according to Rab Shimon. So since each reshus mitzad atzmoi is a reshus amutal etaltal, so Memele and Rab Shimon hold the kalfa from a chotzer, considered the reshus achas. So therefore, even though the miyut is a base of soyim, one is permitted to be metaltal in the complete area. Avul yoisami beisa soyim. But if the mokim hanizra is more than a beisa soyim, so now this area became a karmelis. Agina yoisami beisa soyim, one is not permitted to be metaltal. Is also, then it is also, keman kerab shimin. Let us see Rashi. Keman amrin in the shtei rishuyes ninu kerabono the pligi alei the Rav Shimon beper kol gages v'omri kol chad v'chad rishus la'atzmoy that a kalfif and the chotzos considered within the rishus v'af agav the leket diyoirin behu even though there's no diyoirim the lesser adodi it belongs to one person ein metaltalin mizel ozet. One is not permitted to be metaltal from one rishus to another rishus. And Rabbi Yirmiyeh was masne lekule, da filo hamiyut beis osoyim, the mikri karfif, the miyut is hezashem karfif, aber kiven de ba'anpei navshe shori, aber a beis osoyim a karfif alone, one is permitted to be metaltal bekuloi. Hashtenami shori, so even though now it is poritz b'miluay to achotza, so some mutter. Beloy osri adodi, and one doesn't ask on the other. The ilu hoye mechitze b'nei. If there would have been a mechitze b'nei with a pesach, avishori l'taltuli mizel l'zeke Rab Shimon, so one is permitted to carry from the kalfif to the chotzer, v'hashte de nivritzu zel oze, so lay nivritzu l'shusa osolo. So it is not poritz to reshus, I'm not allowed to be metaltal to. So memele, so each one lives in harmony, the kalfif and the chotzer, one does not aser on the other, according to Rab Shimon, because it's called one big reshus. Avul yoisami beis osayim, but what is if this miut is more than a beis osayim? Nas a kalmelis. So then it became a kalmelis. ובהוס, אבל צקמוס, אפילו רב שמי מויד, די מטלצל מחוץ על הקרף, אף יויסי מבייס עשיים שלו, הוא כיף לדירה. If it's not mukif ledire, and he was speaking about a gidon, which is not mukif ledire, so memeile, so it becomes a kalmus. Vochad nivrat zuzel azer, ikolechad nivrat zlamoke ma'osaloi. So then you're not allowed to be metaltal at all in this area. So bekitzer, we have a baraisa, so the baraisa says as follows. If we had a karfev that was mukif ledire, first, there was a bias in this karfif, and it was mukif ledira. So one is permitted to be metaltal in the whole karfif, because it was mukif ledira. Then a person was zayreya in this karfif. So the maskonas ha-gemor is as follows. If he was zayreya in roiv of the karfif, so then the whole area becomes bottled, the meat becomes bottled to the roiv. So we consider that the whole thing is agine, and since the whole area is yoisami beis osayim, so one is not permitted to be metaltal in the whole area. If a miut of this kafav became nizra, so then it depends. According to Rab Shimon, even though this miut is a beis osayim, afal pikein, one will be able to be permitted to be metaltal bekuloi, because one is permitted to be metaltal from a karfif to a chotzer. It's considered one big rishus. So memele, even though one rishus is porous to the other, it is mutter. If the chelek anizra is yesami beis osayim, so then this has a shem kamalis, so then the whole thing will be awesome. According to the chachomim, if it is a beis osayim, so it gets a shame kalfif already. In the chachamim hold, a kalfif and a chotzah are two reshuyes. One is not permitted to be metaltal from a kalfif to a chotzah. Therefore, tiltul will be also in this whole area, because each one is porutz lemokim ha'osoloi. If it is less than a beis osayim, so it doesn't get a shame kalfif, so then everything becomes bottle. So that becomes bottle to the chotzer, and one is permitted to be metaltal bikuloi. Let us see Taisvis. Nizra ruboi, venire l'rabbeinu chananu, tedavke karke yoiser mi beis osoyim. Yeva karke that's yoiser mi beis osoyim. So memele, so then the bias doesn't help. The bias will not help to make it called hukif ledire. Avo bebeis asoyim. What if you have a beis asoyim, afilu nizra kuloi, in this beis asoyim? We're speaking about that it was hukif ledire, and it's a beis asoyim, and it's nizra kuloi. Afilu nizra kuloi loi botli dirosoi. So a gina of a base sosayim will not be mevatel the dire. The whole Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, the machmer ben Nizra kuloi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, that is machmer, afilu, by a base sosayim, he says that a base sosayim is also letaltu, moide de mahani legine shemire, but he says, for a gine helps a shemira, that makes it hukif ledire. Aval gav the stam gine he kulas riya. Umiyu, so that's poshet. So that means, if it's yesami beis osayim, so then it's mevatel, the dire. A beis osayim will not be mevatel, it's called hukif ledire. Umiyu mi boile, bi yeser mi beis osayim, im bitol dirosoi, if it'll be mevatel the dirim, af bedir besoya umbukze. That means if you'll have yeser mi beis osayim, by adir soya umbukze, that was nizra. The shemo lefi shetashmishei rav, since there's a greater shimush in adir soya umbukze, more than in a karfif, according to Rashi, there is a chilek between a deer, Seira, Mukta, and the Karfif. So the Melus, it could be Zriya, will not be Mevatel, such an area that was, that is a lot of Tashmish, it won't be Mevatel, the Teira, Sukkif, Ladir. Le Rab Shimon, Kivin de Nizra, Ruboy, Havalei, Miut, Botel. The Gemara asks Akashe, that how could you say, we're speaking about that Roiv of the Kalfaf was Nizra, so the Gemara said, according to Rab Shimon, if the Roiv was a Beis Osayim, and the Miut was a Chotzel, be Mutter, because the Beis Osayim is Mutter Letiltel, the Taltel boy, the Chotzel is Mutter Letaltel boy, and Rab Shimon holds that one is permitted to be Metaltel from a kalfif to a chotza. So the Gemara, that's what I said. So the Gemara says, no, there's a dim bittel. Avalei miyut bottle. The Gemara asked Akashe that there should be a dim bittel. Now, where did the Gemara see such a chiddush? That is a dim bittel. It's a very interesting dim bittel. That means, theoretically, there shouldn't be an issa. The kalfav is mutal etaltal. The chotz is mutal etaltal. It's mutal etaltal one to the other. The Gemara asks with Apshitis that faker, that the chotz should become bottle to the kalfav. Now it becomes a gine yesami beisosai. Nire. So Taisva says, nire de mikoyach kolshkein porech. Legabi roif. The mi de komar. Nizra ruboi, v'hainu b'yeser mi beis osayim. Let us learn the Baraisa. We said that the halacha is the way we learn from the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is as follows: Nizra ruboi. We said like this. So if it is yeser mi beis osayim, then there's a shem karmelis. So it's also so it's poritz lekarmelis. If it is a beis osayim, so the Gemara said it is mutter. That's what the Gemara said. Vaistochois nizra miutoin. It is yeser mi beis osayim. So vaistochois then will be mutter. As because we're saying when is it also when this tartila reyuse? It's nizra ruboy and this roiv is yeser mi beis osayim. So then the whole thing becomes also. But if this roiv would, but if it would be yesami beis osayim would be, which is a karmelis, and it would be miyute, it would be muta. Demi de koma nizra ruboy, v'hainu be yesami beis osayim. Mashme ho miyute. If you had yesami beis osayim, it was miyute. Shori, afilu be yesami beis osayim. Now how do we understand this? This is a bitter rizach. That means you have here a karmelis, and it's mutter letaltal. Haina mishum de botel legabe ruba afilu lekulis. You see, there's a din bittel afilu lekulis. Koshken heiche de bers, that is a din bittel lekulis, and the karmus will be mutter letaltal because it becomes botel to the whole area. So if there's a bittel lekulis, koshken heiche de ruba nizra, afilu beis osayim, the name of the botel legabe ruba lechumra. If there's a din bittel lekulis, avadigivis, there should be a din bittel lechumra. Loy amoron elad loy havi beis sosoy. Now we're going that it is going according to the rabbonim. And when is it also the loy amom el loy havi beis sosoy? Af al gav the rabbonon kafet poches mi beis sosoyim dinoy ke kafet beis sosoy. According to the rabbonon, it also is a shame kafet. Letaltal mimeno lechotza. That means it has a shame kalfif. You know, to metaltal from a kalfif less than a base of sayim to a chotza. Here's a shame kalfif. Mishum dein svar she shloishe chilukim b'shloishe mashin. The Taisvis explained this before in the of Gimel on Medalev that we don't make a three-way machloikis. So bekitzer Taisvis holds that according to the chachamim. According to the Chachomim, a kalfif, less than a beis osayim, you mutal etaltal bekuloi, but you're not to be metaltal from a kalfif to a chotza. So Memele, so Tosfos is asking, why is it mutter to be, why is it mutter if you have a kalfif, which is considered a different reshus, and it is less than a base of sayim, so why is it mutter letautel? Hocha, so Tosfos answers, hocha loy osa miyot ha-nizra l'roiv sheine nizra b'meshe porot loy b'miloi. Here, this miyot ha-nizra does not answer the roi. The kivin shu poches mi beis asoyim. Since this is less than a beis asoyim, loy choshev, so it loses its chashibis, it's a dimbitl. Ubotel agabi roiv sheine nizra, and one is permitted to be metaltal, so it loses the shame kalfev. Avo beis asoyim choshev tvei, v'loy botel. Ubenizra ruboy, if roi was nizra, afilo loy havi beis asoyim, also the botel agabi ruboy vave ken nizra kuloy. That's the end, more or less, of this sugya. Let us go further. We had that if a person had an area that was mukif ladire, and later, so if he planted zroim in it, and it was nizra ruboy, or whatever the shiurama, so it's mafkiye, the hekif ladire, and it becomes now a gine. What if he planted trees in it? So it still has a shem mukif ladire. Nota ruboy, Areyu kechotzer amuta, one is permitted to be metaltal in the whole area. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Ravimi, when do we say that the trees are not mafkia? The shem chotzer sheboy, v'hu sha'asuyin itztabloys. That the trees are planted in rows. We have picture 70 over here. So since the trees are planted in rows, so it's very convenient. He put benches between the trees, so it's very convenient to have dira in such a matzah. So memela, so these trees are not mafkiya the shame dira. But if the trees are not planted in rows, so memela, so that gufa, it's not convenient to live there. So memele, then trees will also make it ois mukif ledire. That's what Rav Yehuda Mavimi said. Rav Nachman Amar af al pi she'ein asuyin itztablois, even though it's not made in rows, it's also mutter. That's what we pask. Mar Yehude ikla lebei Rav Hune bar Yehude, chazanu lahanu deloy avidu itztablois. He saw by him there was a karfet. Was yesami beis osayim. The trees were not planted mesudadik in rows. Become metaltli begavayu, and they were metaltal in this kalfet. Omalei leisova lomar lohoda avimi. You don't hold like avimi. Omalei no anoki rav nachman svirali. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. It's tablois netuin shurais. V'noel lo shevesham lebei ravune v'yoisa mi beis osoyim hava v'hukiv l'tire v'nita achrei kain. So he told them it is mutter. Now we're going to learn a new sugya, which is naprat easier than before. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Kalfev yoisa mi beis osoyim sheloi hukiv l'tire. You have a kafef yoiser mi beis asoyim shaloi ukef ladire, that it was not mukef ladire. That means there was no bias there. Bishas the gedder, bishas this area, this kafef is an open place. It's not oimed ladire. There's no bias there, and it was surrounded with a mechitza. So that's called lehukif ledire, nechaisim ibeis osayim. So it's also letaltoboy. Ketzad huois. Now he wants to, or he built a house. He built a house now. After the enclosure was made, he built a house. But we have a klal that if bishas the hekif was made, if bishas the enclosure was made, there was no bias there, So these mechitzes are puzzle. These mechitzes will not be matter the enclosure. And mechitzes, which are not made l'shem dire, will not be matter the enclosed area. Even though later he builds a bias there, it won't help the situation. Hukaf ulabsaif posach does not help. So keitzat hu oisa. So what can he do now? He built a house, and he has a tremendous area, which if the house would have been built before, so the house would have been matter the hekev of the whole area. But now he built the house later. What does he do to be matter, metalt on this whole area? Keitzat hu oisa. Pirates by Pirze Yaiser Meyessa. So he makes a Pirze Yaiser Meyessa. Look at picture 71. He makes a Pirze more than 10 Amis. And, so more than 10 Amis, so he accomplished a Gewaldik Ezach with this. By making a Pirze more than 10 Amis, so this is a Teres Pirze, so the whole Hekif, the whole enclosure is worthless now. If you have one pirtze yaisa me'esa, so now it is mevatel the whole hekif. So you don't have a hekif anymore. So what does he do then? V'goidroi u'mamidoi alesa. Then he starts rebuilding the wall, but he doesn't have to build back the whole thing. He rebuilds it. That there should now be left over 10 Amis. 10 Amis has a Teiris Pesach. And if we'll look at the picture, we'll see towards the Pesach now, we'll see there's different types of bricks that were made there, because this is the new Gedder that he had made. So Memele, so by breaking in this Mechitza, breaking an area more than 10 Amis, so Memele, he made the Hekev worthless. So now he's making a new hekif. Now he's making it into a hekif. But now this is a hekif that has a beis dir inside. So it's called now he's making a hekif l'shem dir. It's now becomes mukif l'dir. The Risha says a very interesting halacha. He says you don't have to break down the whole mechitza, which is a difficult job. He says you just have to make it less than 10 amis. If you'll make it less than 10 amis, an area, a length of more than 10 amis, you make it less than 10 tfochim. The mechitza is 10 tfochim. So he says, if you'll go and whittle down the mechitza, you'll take one tefach off. So it's 9 tfochim now. So 9 tfochim, so you have a pirtza already. You don't have a mechitza here. This is a pirtza. This area is not mukif mechitzas. So you'll whittle it down to 9 tfochim. And this will be an area of more than 10 amis. So Memele, so finished. So Memele became ois hekif. And now by fixing it again and being mashlim it to yud amis, we are making now a new hekif. And this is a hekif that's book of Ladira, because now we have a bias in this enclosed area already. So let us see the Gemara. Keitzad hu oise, peiritz by pirtze yeise me eser, you make a pirtze more than 10 ames, the goidroi, and then you goider it, umamidei al eser, and now you can leave over an opening of 10 ames, which is a teiras pesach, and finish. Umuta. Let us see Rashi. Karfev yeise mi beis osayim shlehukiv ledirem. He built a dir inside. We'll learn further. Hukev shaloi ledira. If b'shas the enclosure was made, it was shaloi ledira. Ola b'soif pasach loi pesach diras beisoi. He made later. He built a bias there. Leimahani doesn't help. You look at what the intentions were b'shas the binyan of the hekif. Keitzer the waysa. Peiritz loi pirtzer yaisa meyasa. The Avi Kemisha ain't by Mechitzes. So this is Mevatel all the Mechitzes. The Mechitzes don't help anymore. The Goyder, Vesoysem Oise Pirtze. Then later you rebuild the Pirtze. Umamido Aleser. And now you can leave over a pirta vesa, bahavi ki pesach, lobsay bukav. So this is considered that there was first a pesach, first a bais, lobsay bukav, ladire, shenivtach aloy. The loyalam binin, sheyigda yaisim yeser amis. But he has to be goydel, he has to be pirates first an area, that's more than 10 amis. The pirates eser levat. If he was only pirates 10 amis, v'godro, then he was goydel, lechoshiva hu hekev l'shem dir. Al-Kmishos the Pesach, that eser loyalam avi Pesach. That means if he would only make a pirates of 10 amis, he didn't do anything, he still have the old mechitza. So this is a Pesach to that old area. So Memele, he was never Mevatel the Hekev Arishem. So Memele, therefore he has to make a Pirtza Yeser mi Eser Amis. Iboyelohu, Klarti Gemora Ashayla. A very Londish Ashayla. Poratz Amo. What happens if he was Poratz one Amo? The God are Amo. That means like this. We had a Hekev that was Loi Hukev Ladirit. Then he went and built inside this hekev a bais. So finished. But it's no good because it was hukav l'psayf posach. So he wants to fix it. But he couldn't do a lot at a time. So he did as follows. Poratz amo. He was poratz one amo. V'godar amo. And then he made a geder amo. Poratz amo v'godro. Achi shlima l'yaisa me'esa. Till he was mashlim more than 10 amis. Mal. So what is the din? Do you say lemaisa? Lemaisa, we have now a new mechitza of yesa meyesa. And this new mechitza is mukif ladire, because when this new mechitza was made, there was a bias already inside the enclosed area. So I'm a mela, so it's called, I have a mechitza of yesa meyesa, that makes it hukif ladira. Or perhaps not, since there never was a time that, let's see Rashi, what the shail is. Poratz amo eitzel stime. It was so somebody was poratz amo, the godro. V'yoy poratz amo eitzel stime sama chedoshim. The godro, lay poratz yud amis kechot, lay godar eser amis bebasachas, al ma'ato ye poratz vegoida meyat, achi shlimi li yaisa meyasa, mi amrina. Given the lay poratz yud bebasachas, lay godar bebasachas, lay havi hekiv bazu l'shem dira, so it's not considered I made a hekiv l'shem dira, I do me. Given the hashtag miya havi achidish al hekev yaisa meyesa. Now I have a new wall, which is more than esa, and this wall was built after the bias was built in the enclosure. Havi achidish lakiv yaisa meyesa choshev hekev l'shem dira. That was the shaila. Omaloi. So he answered him, lav hainu disna. So he told him, amirah dikemarim okim. It says as follows, Kol Kli Balei Batim, Shiurim Kerimoinim. The Kli Balei Batim, the shir is like a rimoin. Give you a picture also, page 6073, that we have here a keli. Here we have already after the, how the shaila was. But Al Kaponim, if you'll have a hole the size of a rimoin, we have a wooden keli. So Kozman, it is not, the hole is not big enough, the remainder will fall out, so this keli still has a use by the balabos. The minute it has such a hole that a remain will fall out, so memele, so then it doesn't have any chshivis anymore, it loses the shame keli, and it becomes toil. That's the halach. If you have a neck of the size of a rimen, it becomes nita, because then it becomes a sheva keli. Uboi chiski, so chiski klara shaila, nikiv kamaitzi zayis. What will be the din if it got a hole the size of a zayis? Vesosmoi, and he was soisim it. Vachos of a nikiv kamaitzi zayis, vesosmoi. Hachi shlimoi lamaitzi rimoin, and that is this picture over here. We see there are different types of patches. Each patch was a zayis. Till lemaise, there was, and one is next to the other. Now we looked, we have a large patched area that is the size of a rimon. So do I say that Lamaisa, this is a Keli that has a Nekev of a Rimein? So the Melech Toyer, or the Rav Shenei? That was Chesky Yishayla. The Nikiv Kamaitzadais, Sosmach, the Nikiv Kamaitzadais, Sosmach, Shishlim, Lamaitzrim, Ma. But Omalai Rabbi Yechanin, so Rabbi Yechanin said, this Shayla, Rabbi Shnisalon, Sandal. Rabbi taught us this din by a sandal. This na, sandal, Shenifsika, Achas, Me Oznov. Now we have here a picture, 74, how a sandal looked in those days. He says, the sandal, one was able to wear the sandal, there were two Aznayim, which is an Aleph, and these two Aznayim held laces, and they tied the laces over the foot, and that's how the sandal remained attached to the foot. So we learned as follows. Sandal shenifsika achaz me oznov. One of the Aznayim fell off. Vitikno. And later he fixed it. He sewed on another oizen. Tomei medras. So it is tomei tumis medras. Let us speak oizen veinik. Because be'emison, with one oizen, one can also wear the sandal. Let's look at picture 77. So you see, with one oizen, there's still an eitzah what to do. You can you can wrap it around the foot, and one oizen is still wearable. Sandal shenifzika achas meoznov v'tikna, he sewed on a new oizen. But we'll see. The Rashi says this is not negeya for the halacha we're going to learn now. Tomei medras. It's tomei medras. So the reason it is tomei medras, because it's still usable. That means Azov wore the sandal. Smekabel tumes medras. So Kozman, the sandal is still wearable, even though you only have one oizen left. But al kaponim, it's still wearable, so it's not nifka the tumes medras. It's still royal medras. Nifzikoshniya. What happened? Now the second oizen got torn off. Vitikno, and now he was misakin the second oizen also. Toyer minamedras. So it's tomei, it's toyer minamedras. So let us understand the chiddush of this. So that means like this. When the Zov wore it, it had a shame, it was Reile Medras, it became Tomei Tumas Medras. When the first Oizen fell off, it was still Reile Medras, because she could stick the Ritzuas into the second Oizen. When the second Oizen fell off, so now it became a unwearable. So now it's Toyer Min HaMedras. It loses the shame tumas medras, because now we have a sandal that became unwearable. Without two as nine, it's unwearable. Avol tomei maga medras, but it is still tomei maga medras. And this is a whole tumul. We won't speak about this now. But the sandal without the two as nayim is tomei maga medras. V'amalta alo, maishno rishoino, when the first oizen fell off, so we said it is still tomei medres, because it's still wearable, because with one oizen you can still wear it. Maishno rishoino, why is it, when the first oizen fell off, it's still tomei medres, because the second oizen is still around, and with one oizen it is wearable. So that's why tumis medres was not nifka. So the same thing, but when the second one fell off, why does it become toir now? It becomes a shevekeli, it's not roile medres. You have the first oizen. You put on, after the first oizen, it was shenivsika achas miyozno v'tikno. So now you have again one oizen. V'amarta lo nalo. So he said on this, Ponim chadoshes bolakan. No. That you have the oizen, we have to be done the sandal that was mekabel tume from the zov. That sandal that was mekabel tume from a zov, that sandal became oiz sandal. The sandal that was mekabel tume from a zov became oiz sandal. That when you put on a new oizen later, that means it lost two oznayim. It lost two oznayim. So the sandal that was once mekabel tume from a zov, is now, that sandal is no more here anymore. It's non-existent. That sandal is not wearable anymore. I put on a new oizen, so now it became a new sandal. Became a new sandal now, but this is not the old sandal. So the old sandal became bottle the minute the second oizen fell off, even though I have now a new oizen on the first side. But that's not considered, I have the old sandal. It's considered ponim chadoshis bolakam. The old sandal is non-existent. Ochinami ponim chadoshis bolakam. That means you have here a new wall. Poratz ama vegodar ama. That means the old wall is non-existent. You have here a new wall. And this new wall is hukiv ledir. Kori alei. So he heard this zustell. He asks him something in Hilchus Erevin. And er stellt him zu Epsashayle in Hilchus Tume Vitare. Kore lei les dein barin. Das ist nicht kein Mensch. Das ist ein Malach. Ike da amri ke goin dein barnash. Das ist ein Mensch. Das ist ein Zoi. Me fragt der Scheile. Knows how to answer. Sklor, Schwili, von Kolatere Kule. Das ist ein Mensch. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kol kli bali batim legabi kli yetz, nina lobe meseches keile, shiurim kire moinim, letair mitumos. Aber poches mikan, chayis olei, veloi mevatelei. So still is a shem keile. Shiurim kire moinim, nikev kemai tzirim moin toil. Vechozar venikev, eitzel astime, vetikno. Now we're speaking about the sandal, that the first oizen fell off the tikna. Who adin ki loy tikna nami? I feel he wouldn't put on this new oizen. It's also a dying tomei medras, so it's still tomei medras. Not because of this new oizen, it's tomei medras because you still have the second oizen left. V'ho din noka tikna, so why did he say he fixed it? L'revusa, to tell me a chiddish, that even though now it has one oizen, so if the second one will fall off, it will become toyer, even though it has now one oizen on the first side. Dilavochi sulitzach lemeima nifseka shniya. That means he wants to tell you a chiddush that nifseka shniya is toyer, even though you have now an oizen. The first oizen was nifka. Toyer min amedres desulai havi keili. That means. So let us forget about the new tikkunim which were done. They don't go into the cheshbon. So memele desu loyhavi keili v'loychozi lemedres. So this is not roi anymore lemedres meletame su adam v'keilim. It can't have tumas medres anymore because it's not roi for medres. A person can't wear it. Avo. Kalihu, but even though it doesn't have both oznayim, it still has a shame keli. It's not a sandal. It's not chozi lemedres. Avol kalihu the chozi letashmish achine. You could use it for another tashmish. What the other tashmish is, Rashi doesn't tell us what the other tashmish is, but it's roi for a tashmish achet. Not to wear, but you can do something else with it. You can cover a pot with it, ichveis, but you can do something with it. Va'adayin tumis mage medres olof. So it has on itself, it's still a keli, va'adayin tumis mage medres olof. Sharei bishas prishosoi, when it was poirish min ha'oizen, when it was poirish min ha'oizen, that means when the sandal separated from the second oizen, That means we have to picture that time. Shadayin hoya medris letame kelim. Then it still had a shame tumas medris letame kelim. But when it was is kibul tume me oviv. So then it was mekabul tume me oviv. Vahavi rishin letume umetame oichlin umashkin. Exactly what Rashi means, kibol tumah ma'aviv, we'll see clearer in Tosfos. So, but Rashi says, al koponim, Rashi says that even though it lost both oznayim, lemais it still is a shame keli. It's not roi lemedres, so the tumas medres fall off, but when it becomes ois, roi lemedres, so then it's mekabol tumah ma'aviv, and it gets al kaponim a tuma of magamedras. Ponim chadoshis, ein oznayim halolu mimenu. The oznayim do not become a part of the sandal. Umishenisginu, and after they were put on loidos on hazov, we did not have a new drisa. The drisa was when these oznayim were not connected to the sandal. This is not the first sandal. Less than Barnash, Elamala, and then Barnash, Odom Godel. Zok Taisvis, Sandal Shenifseke, Hu Adin Beloi Takone Nami. So Taisvis says the way Rashi. The halacha is that if the first oizen falls off, it is still metame tumis medris. You don't have to fix the first oizen. Tetame medris. Deimishenivseke polcho. Because if when one oizen falls off, it is not roile medris anima polcholo tumis hulai hodrolo. So it won't come back by fixing the first oizen. Deloimotzinin tume yeshona chayzeres. There's no such thing as something that was once tome and it became bottle. And it should come back again, Ella Bekli Matris. There's only Exeret, the Rabbonim, by Kli Matris, that if you went and had a Kli Matris that was Tomei, and you melted it, and you make it back into a Keli, so me the Rabbonim, it's Chayzel Tomei Yeshona. That's from the Yud Ches Dov. Because my first was say, Perkama the Shabbos. For how the knock at Vesik, the tikna, he was masakin it, perisha kuntres, lashminan. Ah, forgav the tikna, even though now it has a noisen. Kinivse koshni, a teure mina medres, the ponem chadosh is bolakan. Avo tome mage medres. Abo, it's when the second oizen falls off, it is tome mage medres. Perisha kuntres, so Rashi says, why is it that way? Even though it is not a sandal, it's not oile medres, but it's a keli. Lishtamushi bei tashmish tachine, you could use it for another tashmish. Ula peirusha. It's according to Rashi, afilu nifsiko shnia, tomei mage medres. That means both fell off, you have nothing on it, it's tomei mage medres. As I come to Rashi, Rashi. Because the Shem Keli is not totally in the Doznaim, and there's a Shem Keli without it. The Koshe. So Rashi, Jesus asks on Rashi, this Nan Behedye Beseifa Dach Mishnah Bemeseches Kelim Beperik Chavov Mishnah Dalet, Loi Hispik Lisaken Rishoino Ad Shenifseko Shnia Tahira. So the Mishnah says it is Tahira Legamri. Tahira. According to Rashi, it's not Tahira. According to Rashi, it should be Tomei, Tomas Maga Medras. The Rashi Chazaboy, not Rashi Bayos, Vihigia. So Rashi Take was Chazam, was Magia. Avo Tomei Maga Medras, and Rashi says as follows. Why is it Tomei Maga Medras? Da dying Kliu, Vachazi Le Milse Kamaise, Da Iskin Orishain. We have Taisus had a Girsen Rashi, that Rashi explains that means a sandal without an oizen, without any oizen is garnish mit garnish. It's not usable at all. But here Rashi says it's mekabel tumis mage medres because it has an oizen rishayna. So when the second one falls off, you still have an oizen rishayna. So memele, so that's why there's a tumis mage medres. Ula Perushoi. So the way Rashi says after that go, it's the Rechle Misne Bereshe V'tikna. Now you have to say V'tikna. Before we said it's not necessary to say V'tikna. The whole Mishnah would flow afilu under V'tikna. Once it tells Achidish, even V'tikna, it's not Tomei Tumas Medras. But now, we need the V'tikna, because without the V'tikna, it wouldn't be Tomei Tumagi Medras. So Memele, V'tikna. The Eloi Nisnika, the Eloi Niskanov, it wouldn't be Niskan, Ki Nivsika Shnia. So when the second Eisen fell off, Eina Tomei afilu Magi Medras. The second Vatikna is Ichadonir, according to both Pshatim. So Mamela, the second Vatikna is Agav. Umiyu Taimo. Now Tosfos is going to try to figure out Mosai Boloi Maga Medras. When was this Mekabel Maga Medras? The Im Boloi Maga Medras Umedras Yachad. If we'll say that it was mekabel to miss maga medres or medres yachad, kigoy, shedoras olav hazov beraglo yachav. We have azov. Okay, here we don't have the picture of yachav. We have here a picture 78 that he stepped on it with a shoe. Okay, but let's figure out Tosfos. Without a picture. Kegoin shedoras olav azov beraglo yachav. That means like this. You have a zov stepped on this sandal. So the minute the zov stepped on this sandal, there are two tumis on this sandal. Tumin number one, tumis medres, this became medres azov. Tumin number two, it touched azov. What would be the din if the sandal, he wouldn't have put his foot into it? It would touch his hand. So it's maga hazov. It's a clear, the difference is tumas medris is an avatume. Maga zov is a rishin letume. So memela, so Taisva says, when the zov goes and puts on this sandal, so lemaise, it comes bebas achas to tumas on the sandal. Tumas medris, it became medris hazov, and you have tumas maga. That's why you have to say yachav. If it wouldn't have been Yachav, so Lachayre, you don't have Maga Azov. Lachayre. It's not touching the Zov. But then Taisva says he could wear shoes also. Then Taisva says, he could also have Zov Berag Lo Yachav. Oy, Afilo Bemano. Afilo was Bemano. B'lai Hivsig Bepshute Kliyates. And there wasn't a Hivsig Bepshute Kliyates. So Memele, let's say that now we have the picture. You don't even need that the Zov should be barefoot. The Zov is wearing a shoe. So now, the shoe is Tomei Tumas Medras. Now, this shoe, if there wouldn't be a Dova Hamafsik Bentayim, there wouldn't be a Dova Hamafsik Bentayim, so Memele, so then, he's, with the shoe, he's stepping on top of the sandal. So weiter hat man das albezach. So the sandal is also Tomei Tumas Medras, it's supporting the Zov, and the sandal is Tomei Tumas Maga Medras, because the sandal touched the shoe. And the shoe is Medras Azov, so the sandal touched the shoe, so Memele you have Maga Medras. So Memele, so Taisi says as follows. So if we will say that the Tumas Maga Medras and Tumas Medras came, Bishas, it had both as nine. Im kein, fragt doch Teusvis, so it was Mekabel Maga Medres, when the big first became Tomei. Im kein, now if Rashi holds, Rashi was Chayza, Rashi said that it doesn't have, Rashi holds it doesn't have a Shem Keli without one Oizen. So like this. So now it was Mekabel Tumis Maga Medres, the first time the Zov stepped on it. Now, after that time, it lost both Oznayim. So Memele, now it doesn't have a Shem Keli at all on it. So memele, fragt doch Teusves, im kein, ich upon im Chadoshes, le Mage Medres, kemoi le Medres. So we have upon him Chadoshes for the Mage Medres also. So just like the Tumas Medres becomes Nifka, because this is not the Keli. This is not the shoe that is of war, because it lost both as Nayim. So memele, so this is not the Keli that was Mikabel Tumas Mage Medres. Because it also lost both as Naim. I wanted Rashi say they put on a new oizen, but that new oizen will not help the situation. Just like the because that's upon him chadoshes. So just like the new oizen does not help that it should be mekabel to Miss Medre, that the to Miss Medre should remain after the second oizen falls off. So who had in this first oizen cannot help that the to Miss Mage Medre should remain. That is, if you learn, according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that it doesn't have a Shem Keli. Uleperish Rashi kame. But according to Rashi that we have, Rashi says that it never loses the Shem Keli, is niche. Afilu nifziku bezaz nayim, tomi magimadres hoil v'chozi litashmish achinem.